KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Vance Bolter, the suspect accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband in their home this weekend, is now in custody. Governor Walz thanking law enforcement.
Spent Father's Day away from their families to deliver justice for Melissa and Mark Hortman and their children who spent this Father's Day alone.
Emergency services in Israel now say at least five people were killed in a new wave of Iranian airstrikes. It comes days after Israel launched a coordinated attack on Iranian nuclear sites. ABC's Jordana Miller.
They are scenes of vast destruction that I think have really shocked Israelis. For an Israeli to see whole neighborhoods destroyed, this is something that the country has never seen since Israel was established. So the country feels like it is in real war mode.
Meanwhile, 38 people have been killed in Gaza after a shooting near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. No Kings protests and marches were held across the country and through Wisconsin Saturday to bring attention to what protesters called the fascist and authoritarian actions of the Donald Trump presidential administration. One of the protests was in Oshkosh, where unofficial estimates put about 1,000 protesters in the Opera House Square. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said 400 people registered through Indivisible.org to participate in the No Kings protest in Oshkosh. However, many more showed up. Martin reminded the protesters to be safe and remain peaceful.
We do not want any reason for the guy in office to declare martial law. It's not going to happen because of Oshkosh. We are peaceful protesters here.
Protesters in Oshkosh came from Appleton, Mena, Menasha, Oshkosh, and even from Portland, Oregon. About 2,000 protesters showed up at Lyke Park Saturday evening for Green Bay's No Kings protest. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She's the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February of 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer previously pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. Jesse Vang, her boyfriend and caretaker of Elijah when he went missing, is charged with physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. His next court appearance is June 20th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
I mean, tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Reese Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jay, Matt Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the news from over the weekend and wrap it up with audio sorbet and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM. WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 61 degrees in Green Bay, 62 in Hampton, 64 in Oshkosh. Partly to mostly cloudy today from our gal, Brittany Merlot. Scattered showers, high in the low 80s. And special thanks to Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette reporter extraordinaire, Grant Soletsky, Wisconsin Army National Guard, and now Amanda Miscelli talking about a great thing with Bold Marketing Agency from Luxembourg Casco High School. I just want, Amanda, who's the most famous person you went to high school with?
Oh, I get to say her name, Cassie Schultz. The one and only.
Right. She's something else.
Hi, Cassie.
All right.
She better be listening.
She just stopped outside of our window and waved to you, so she better be listening.
She would probably say the same thing about you, right? Because you're getting famous. I have one negative thing
to say about Cassie.
Oh, gosh.
I have wanted to challenge her in a horse competition, basketball-wise, and she always comes up with excuses.
Oh, we're going to have to make her.
I know, right?
I agree.
I know.
You might get beat, though.
No, I don't think I will.
I love the confidence.
I think she doesn't want to make you look bad.
Exactly.
She's coming up with excuses.
She's that Green Bay nice, compassionate. Right. She doesn't want to embarrass you.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there.
So
Amanda Miscelli, Bold Marketing Agency. You got great things going on. And we're just talking with Ariel about downtown Green Bay, the good things. What you do in downtown Green Bay is one of those good things.
And it's unique, right? That's what we need to differentiate ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in Appleton, which is, they got it going on there. And here, tell us this fashion show. I mean, that's, we just don't hear a lot about fashion shows.
It's, right.
You think hoity-toity sports.
Yeah.
And you guys go against the grain.
Yes. On everything that we do, we go against the grain. That's really what we love to be able to do and just kind of stand up in that exactly, the, you know, stay bold and do all of those things. And I have been to different fashion shows around everywhere. And like you said, you know, it could be this hoity-toity kind of mentality of what people see in movies or what it may be. And it's just a huge celebration. You know, it was one of the coolest things last year. We had over 150 people there. And I asked, you know, who's been to a fashion show before? Maybe 10 people have raised their hand. And it was just so cool to be able to see their reactions after. I'll never forget this one guy came up to me, and we had this little girl in the show that she just stole the show with this walk that she did. And he came up, and he was just screaming, and he's like, that was the coolest thing I've ever been to. Like, that was so awesome to watch her do that, this grown man. It was just so much fun to see the excitement and energy that people have from it.
And when people come to see fashion, I mean, it's more than clothes.
Yeah, more than clothes. So we have over 30 businesses involved, along with sponsorship, vendors, just people involved. We have over 18 models that out of those 18 models, you know, whether they're entrepreneurs or just people doing awesome stuff in the community. It is huge involvement with just building the community. And the whole purpose of the event is to celebrate creativity in all forms and remind people that, you know, creativity is not just fashion. It is, you know, how this chair was made, the fact that it can even be here, or that we can speak into a microphone and somebody invented this. Right. You know, that was a creative idea, or math problems. They're a creative idea. And reminding everyone that they all have that in them, and it's not just taking, you know, paint to
and your
canvas.
Motto, which is tattooed on your wrist and on your shirt. Give us your motto.
Stay bold.
Right.
Love
and
it.
You're doing this in a creative part of our community.
Yep. At the compound, which is where the Art Garage is.
Which is a phenomenal place with our great friend Naomi.
Yeah, such a cool building. The history of just kind of that it used to be the Green Bay Canning Company. So it's this really old industrial warehouse building. It's got this long spot that we can have the runway. And the two owners that bought it, they're two siblings, and they're just absolutely incredible and a huge part of making, you know, this new development in what Green Bay is, and that a huge part of why I even want to stay here, and a huge part of why we're at the compound where our office is at, is because we get to be a part of that and actually feel like it's a compound, you know, like right. We are all working together for this bigger mission that's not just about us, but the community.
Love it.
And kudos, God bless the people who bought it, because that was struggling a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just was with some different nonprofits, this and that. And
yeah.
That's nice.
They're doing
that
awesome stuff.
Right, they are. You guys are doing some awesome stuff there.
Yeah.
So this fashion show is just coming up soon, right?
Yep. Friday, June 20th. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about when somebody walks through the door that night, what are they going to see?
And who's walking through the door?
Oh, well, we love to say that anyone and everything is welcome. It's really about, like we said, the community and just bringing those people together and continuing to show that idea that, like, you don't just have to be a woman or dressed to the nines or whatever it may be to be able to show up in this.
Cool.
It's about celebration. We have families. We have kids walking. We have one of the designers is actually an Appleton East High School student that she designed two different looks from class. And, you know, when they walk in the door, we're really all about the experience start to finish. Like with every single event that we curate through the Bold Marketing Agency and Bold Events is all about just very intentional gatherings, and that we're all here for a reason to be able to step into the door and kind of transmit you into this new experience that isn't your day-to-day life, and that you're going to kind of forget about everything else that's going on in the world, and you're going to have this incredible time. You're going to meet other people that are going to help you and build into the next part of life. And when you leave, you're not just going to be like, oh, the experience is done. You're going to walk away feeling changed, and that you actually had this experience that then you kind of pay it forward to other people because of this mission and this you know, objective and purpose that comes from what we created.
You're the right person to.
Wow.
that was like really, really good. Like really
Thanks.
Good.
You need a little more energy.
I'm not passionate at all.
No. You need to know.
I can't tell you're Italian.
Right?
You need to know your product better.
Jeez. Wow.
I'm not in marketing or anything.
No. I think you're pretty bold. Pretty bold.
Get out of your shell.
Yeah, really. Come on. Tell us a little bit more. No, you've told us. That's terrific.
Thank you.
And I think people are looking for that too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we talk. There's things to do in Green Bay, and I don't know if it's a lot of the same things, because everybody likes to think they're unique, but this is really a little outside the box.
Yeah, thank you. We like to say that. One of our events was called Think Outside of the Box, actually.
I believe that.
Yeah, and it's just really about how can we continue to do those. You know, when I lived elsewhere and I travel a lot, it was a lot of those things there, and I was really sick of kind of hearing that we don't have any of those things here, because we are developing into this really, really cool city and there's so much new stuff. And why can't we continue to build on that to be our own unique version? You know, we're never going to be Chicago. We're never going to be Miami or New York. We don't want to be, though. Like, we're Green Bay.
But there's bits and pieces we want to take from those places and bring them here.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's make
like,
it our own
right,
thing.
Like, I don't know that I'm. That there's a lot of fashion shows here, I'll be honest with you.
That's why we love doing it.
I see the Packer
White scale.
Fashion show.
I was in that one time.
And, yeah, me too.
And to be honest, just like at this scale, like there's maybe some small ones here and there, but like at this scale, we really go all out. And like I said, I've been in events, I've been in hospitality since I was, you know, a kid, and just being able to see all of that and then go to all of these different fashion shows and really be able to execute that in live time of just like, it's a really creative experience of what you can do when you have have music, when you have a creation that somebody is putting on somebody's body and wearing, and then somebody who is actually showing up and being a bold individual and walking the runway is not an easy task at all. And these people are all volunteers. They do it because they want to. Mm-hmm. They do it because they want to step outside of their comfort zone and be bold.
So give us an example of somebody that's going to be on the runway.
Yeah, so anywhere from we've got a life coach who is an entrepreneur and a mom, all the way to you know, one of a hairstylist that is one of our clients at the salon, Salon 54, that's also a sponsor as well. And she, her name is Asia. She's going to be one of our models as well. She's coming for round two. We have probably over 8 to 10 models that were our models last year as well that are doing it again.
And what will they be modeling?
So we have four different designers, myself being one, and then my sister is actually one as well. And then another designer, her name is Anne Parizo. And then Macy Smith, who is the student that I talked about, she'll be showing two different looks. But it's a lot of upscaled, very unique, outside-of-the-box fashion that you just typically won't see, all one-of-a-kind, all handmade by every single one.
Wow.
And yeah, just pretty much very sustainable of like, what can we find or what can we thrift and turn it into something that's different.
That's awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the... We talked about the fashion, but tell us about the jewelry. Came in here with
Did you design your glasses that
you're wearing? Oh, I wish I did. Okay. They were like $30 on Zenni Optical. They're my real glasses. People don't believe me when I tell them that, but they've become a part of my personal brand that people don't recognize me if I don't have my glasses on. And yeah, I love jewelry. I always have. He's talking about I'm decked out in rings and jewelry and all that. So we will have Weldon Arrow, who's a permanent jewelry. They will be at the show as a vendor as well. And then we will also have, we kind of talked about the tattoo on my hand, Adorn Studio, Amanda Marvin. She will be one of the vendors as well, giving out tattoos. Stay Bold will be one of them that you can get. And yeah, we have over 30 businesses involved with sponsorship, vendors, and just everyone come in.
Amanda, could we, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there for the third annual. Would it be possible to get these guys to walk down the catwalk?
Yeah. That would be fabulous.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
You better wear your sparkly glasses, though. That's the only rule.
I will. I'm all about that.
Yeah, only rule.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I love it.
One of the things that I love about you, and I've got two daughters and three granddaughters, the be bold aspect. Uh-huh. You know, we all grew up in an era where the daughters or whatever, or like subservient or whatever. And I love your generation of people.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I have both kind of values of like, I love being a CEO and I love being a founder. My boyfriend's also an entrepreneur and we both just are going at life in that way.
That's awesome.
But yeah, like we come back together when we need to and in kind of that space and being able to still have that kind of family orientation. But yeah, like I'm going to just keep doing me and I love that.
You've got good energy. That comes out. It's funny because we were talking to Ariel a little bit earlier. We've had people on here about people that aren't bold and it can lead to some not so good things later in life, you know, and you're young, really to step out and like John's daughters, my daughters step out too. I mean,
it takes kind of that hand to hold that someone else can help you along the way and just being able to be like, hey, you know, there's been plenty of people that I've kind of taken their hand and been like, you know, it's going to feel weird at first. It's going to feel really weird, but, once you just
get out of
the
comfort zone.
Yeah, you know, it takes the first one and then the second one. And once you keep doing it, it starts to feel, you know, less uncomfortable because you've done it. But sometimes it just takes that welcoming hand.
And I also want to applaud you for bringing the vendors out because they need exposure. Yeah. You know, and
this wouldn't happen without all of them and the sponsors and just everyone.
Yeah, but my point is small businesses, it's expensive to get the word out. I mean, there's social media, which there's a lot of that. But, you know, to get on TV or in the papers, extremely expensive, even in this town. So, but there's nothing like what they in the old days, belly to belly selling, but I mean, just seeing the vendor and
I just had a glimpse of them, a small amount. So
that's great that you're bringing them together. And what a fun night! What's the cost to get in? And
yep, so we have three different ways. You can either do general admission, second row, or front row experience, and you can find more of just what's going on and everything on our social media at the Bold Marketing Agency or Bold Events Wisconsin, or under my personal Commanda in Chief, be able to see kind of more of what's going. On and come.
Awesome. We're gonna be sending a quick break. Hoping you can stick around.
Yeah.
Man, I want to talk a little bit more about the compound and the art garage and that whole little section of East Green Bay that I just think is burgeoning. I think that could be a really cool kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we've actually talked about Oshkosh. They've taken these alleys that normally would be like dead end kind of things and turn them into these great art type things.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is right on the cusp of that, but that in needs that
some,
part of
that,
town.
That needs some infrastructure. You know, yeah. We talked about unique lighting, something to really call it out.
Yeah,
and people like yourselves
it.
Are right. doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. All right, yeah. We got to start a quick break. Mind on the Mayor back with Amanda Maselli, Bold Marketing Agency, right after this. Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Todd Allball Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom, she'll be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Sexy by far. Amanda, this is the music I want John and Jim to walk down the catwalk to, okay? Right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can see me.
I can't
see me.
He's
like, I'm picturing
me.
It.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay. You know what I want to have on? I want to have on, like, one of those mesh kind of shirts.
Oh, no, please.
Yeah.
See? There we go.
I have a friend who said the same thing.
About me? That he wants to see me in one of those?
He wants to wear a mesh shirt down.
Oh. Actually. I would do that. Sleeveless mesh.
No, you got to do, like, a retro thing with the polyester jacket. And
right. I can do that, too.
Oh, my God.
Like that. Right. I could do that.
The mesh shirt under.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my. Do you
with
want
the
me?
Cat glasses.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Fabulous.
Friday. Okay, is it this coming Friday?
I'm in.
Amanda Maselli, the Bold Marketing Agency, which... It's really a misnomer as in because you're so unbold as a human being. Second annual Bold Fashion Show coming up. I want to talk again. We're big fans. Jim and I talk about this all the time. And with Ariel, we're talking about that too, about downtown Green Bay and the historic aspect of downtown Green Bay. And your part of town right over there, I still think is
has a potential to really be something so cool.
Yep.
And Naomi, as we mentioned, has the art garage there, and you were at the compound. Describe a little bit about that part of town for people that haven't been there.
Yeah, so it's very industrial, which I really love. Like, I always kind of like to say, especially when I'm in the compound upstairs, I'm like, I feel like I'm in New York, but I'm not.
Exactly.
and I love New York, so I love the very old industrial vibe, and kind of the history with that building is that it used to be the Green Bay Canning Company, and the building itself is from the early 1900s, but then they had a fire in the 40s, and then they kind of rebuilt off of that. I stayed up really late one night ChatGPTing the whole history of it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, but it was really cool to just kind of know the history of what building I'm in, and that you know, the two owners who bought the compound in the recent year, they're two siblings, Kaylor and Kiefer, and they're doing just some awesome stuff, like with the actual cafe that's open, long-term vision for what they see for the building, and that they're really just continuing to bring in other tenants that are part of a compound and doing more for the community.
And they've got a family that is grown up in that world.
Yeah,
I mean, they are creative entrepreneurs, and then you got the artisan right behind you, and that whole area, and even some of the housing there could fit into a really cool arts district.
Yeah.
But and we were talking in the break a little bit, but there's some infrastructure that I think the city needs to do. And I want to say that we talked about it, but there's only so much one can do. But, you know, some different lighting. We talked a little bit. Oshkosh does a really good job with some lighting for their artistic area.
And,
there's pavers you can put in. There's just a lot of cool things you can do. It's like, wow, I'm in a different part of Green Bay.
Yeah.
And it would have been so easy to knock them all down and build whatever. And they're not keeping it.
Exactly. Oh my God, it'd be so sad. It was cool because this building was one that I remember as a kid always driving past and always be like, that place looks really cool. I wonder what's inside.
So it was kind and
of
now
a,
you work there.
Yeah. It was kind of a full circle moment moving in there of like, wow, I remember this as a kid. But like, I agree with that. There's just other ways to be able to make it a little bit more lively and ways to make it feel a little bit more like you can just walk around casually where it's just kind of like these small sections at the moment and not like this big congregation to walk around in. And like parking, we could do better. I know you guys were talking about that too.
You want to talk about it again?
Yeah.
No, we don't have to talk about
parking that. Could be a little better, but
I'm grateful that people like you, like them, that you're here, but people like you because, you know, just the whole Broadway thing, we came in within one vote of tearing that down and putting in a Walmart.
And, oh my gosh.
And you look, they tore down the downtown and put in this mall that was a total dog. So we just need to step up and speak up and be bold.
Right.
It's important.
And continue to have more small businesses too. Like, I know that sometimes, you know, big corporations have the money and the means to do so, to bring in these things. But it's like when you can just have this cool downtown walk around small businesses, it's so fun.
But I want to tell you that some of those big businesses really support the small businesses, like Schreiber, Associated, Nicolet. They love the uniqueness.
They're Wisconsin ones, which I love.
Right.
Like,
you know what's so cool though? Even like with Ariel, I mean, Ariel could, any place in the country, he could go for New York Times, whatever. He's that talented. And for yourself, being homegrown, you know, Luxembourg Casco, to bring your vision and your passion to stay here in Green Bay. And Jim always talks about the brain drain where young, talented people leave Green Bay.
Yep.
And you and Ariel and people like that, you're the future of Green Bay. You people are the ones that are going to take it. You know, make this place.
Notice the ones that are meant to be here come back. We come back.
And I just want to say that it's okay that you left, went to Naples. Ariel, of course, you know, he's done his. But really, we got to get that talent back here. And I think maybe you appreciate Green Bay just the opportunity little bit more.
So much more.
Right.
I love this place. Like, at first, I used to be like, I don't like Green Bay. I'm getting the hell out of here. Like, totally my mentality coming from a very small town. And I was like, yep, I'm leaving, which I'm so glad I got that perspective, left, came back. But like you said, it made me appreciate Green Bay so much more for everything that we're doing. And just like Wisconsin in general, that it's so beautiful to have a little bit more of a slowdown. If I want to go fast pace, I can. But it's this very quaint Midwest living. And, you know, my boyfriend lives up in Minocqua. My family's from Minocqua, too. So I'm always up there. Mm-hmm. And that's another level of peaceful. But it's
that's about as, in the United States of America, that's about as cool of a place as you'll find.
Yeah. So it's that's just beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think you realize you're really not here because you like it here. You're kind of here because you see the potential here.
Both.
Right.
Both, I would say.
Yeah.
I love being by my family. I love the seasons, which people think I'm nuts for, but, and just also, it's about the community and that I really do love it.
That's
I went to school in Arizona. And when I'd come back, you know, people would be like, hey, what'd you do for spring break? I would go back to the UP, which is where I'm from. And I loved it. You know what I mean? Because I'm wanting to see snow and the change of seasons and everything.
And people love to come visit. And they're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's so cool, man. You are the future of Green Bay.
Yeah.
You and your people. Be Bold, which is what you are, the Bold Marketing Agency. Give it a plug once again, what you got coming on.
Yep, we've got our second annual Bold Fashion Show this Friday, June 20th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7:30, after party 9 to 11 at the compound in Green Bay.
Tell everybody where the compound is.
1429 Main Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54302.
Phenomenal.
We're there.
Amanda, you're great. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much for having me. Here. Thanks,
you
guys.
You bet. And by the way, if you talk to Cassie.
Oh, a game of horse. Gotcha.
Yeah, tell her to be bold.
Yeah, come
Take on,
Cassie.
Mino. Come on, Cassie. Back after
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Authorities have caught the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and who shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin lawmakers have left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
34-year-old James Doerr pleads not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect for allegedly killing his addiction sponsor and the sponsor's dog in Green Bay in January. Doerr was in court Friday when he added the insanity plea to his not guilty plea. He faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death. WGBW has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes even commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WGBW.fm to sign up today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matinee on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Wayless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Man, we had some great guests today. Amanda Maselli, the Bold Marketing Agency, second annual Bold Fashion Show coming up this weekend. She is awesome. Ariel Perez, of course, Green Bay Press Gazette. Grant Soletsky, Wisconsin Army National Guard, and Brittany Merlot. And now David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking, Bank First, coming your way from our studio in beautiful downtown Oshkosh. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Great
to have you on. Well, we love what your bank does besides this great rates and customer service. What you do for the community, too. That's, I think banks lean into that a little bit more than some other industries, and we just really appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. Bank First does a great job in the community with our customers. Just take good care of people and good care of our communities and just make a difference. And that's super important in what we do and why I do what I do.
And banking, that's competitive, right?
There are many banks.
No, but I bank at your place. But thank you. What makes you different, right? Unique? Because there's some kids that are 28, 29 that have never been in a bank, quite honestly, right?
So what makes Bank First different is just the way that we give good customer service. We take good care of people, and we just want to do the right thing. And I think it's all about people. You know, I work with a great team, a great bank, especially here in Oshkosh. Our team takes good care of our customers. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I always think about, especially with what I do, is, you know, I answer the phone. We call back our customers. If you need something done, we will get it taken care of. And we're there to do good things.
So nothing more frustrating than this phone tree that goes on and on and on. You know, I mean, I don't care, it costs a little bit more. I would love to talk to someone in person, right? And the airlines are the worst, but some companies, even though they're large companies, have really focused on talking to you person to person. You know, American Express is one of them. I just think there's some great companies that can be big and still be close to their customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is about, you know, just those simple things. Yeah. Answering the phone and really what I like to think about is owning any issue. So even though I do primarily mortgages for purchases here in the community, but if you call me and have a problem with an escrow or anything, you know, I'll own it. I'll make sure I get it to the person that can get it taken care of. And I think that's really important in our customer service.
So what are you finding in the old mortgage business? We have, we talk about real estate a lot here. We have some realtors that come on here. We have some mortgage bankers. And that's a tough business right now, isn't it? Just because the skyrocketing housing prices, not right? Am I right on that?
Well, there's a number of factors that will drive this particular market, whether it's housing inventory, whether it's the price of the homes that have increased over the years. Interest rates have changed. You know, I don't really want to speak specific interest rates, but one of the things that that we can do is find different programs for just about anybody. There are things that drive interest rates, whether it's your down payment, whether it's your credit score. And those are all things that I really pride myself on. You know, call me and let's take a look at your situation and let's put you through, you know, a pre-approval program.
Right.
We'll figure out what we can do, you know, what your interest rates are going to look like, what programs, whether it's some down payment assistance, and then just making sure we get you in that right program and get you with the right, you know, right realtor and the right title companies and all those kind of things. And we really educate and take our time with each individual person. Absolutely.
And people today like doing business with businesses that support the community. You know, I mean, it's competitive, yes. Right? I mean, we talked about that. And I've worked with you here in Green Bay, but not you personally, but your bank. What are some of the things that you like to get involved in as a community bank?
Well, I can, you know, speak specifically to some of the things that we're doing this year alone. You know, we've done some things with the United Way.
Great.
We were big supporters of just last week of the Waterfest show. I know X Roads 41 is coming up and we're big sponsors there with the Bank First Stage. So there's a lot of things that we'll do. I personally get involved with some of the neighborhood groups, library, city of Oshkosh. It's really just about being and volunteering in our community, and our entire team here in Oshkosh and bank wide pride ourselves on absolutely being in the community, volunteering, helping when we can. And that makes a huge difference. This is a bank that really does a great job with that.
And that, again, I want to underscore how important that is to important to everybody, but these younger kids that are, when I say younger, you know, 28, 29, 30, that really means a lot to them. I mean, it's really important that they do business with someone who's doing something for the community. And like I see that with your bank, but people, those events, they look, and I was in that world for a little while. These things don't happen without the business support. They just don't. I mean, they can say, well, ticket prices are this, or the city's going to do that. Unless someone like, you know, you guys or other institutions, banks step up, these events won't happen. And you got some great events down in Oshkosh. You just talked about Waterfest and then I forgot X something. It used to be country music, but I mean, those things wouldn't happen without the support of banks. I think the community needs to know that and appreciates it.
Absolutely true. Yeah, there's so many things that we can do to help our community, and banks generally do a very, very good job of being engaged in that.
Well, I mean, when somebody comes to you and, you know, we're talking mortgages, I mean, boy, they're all in. I mean, you guys, you know, it's not just, you know, walking into some place and, you know, punching a ticket type thing. They're investing a big part of their lives with somebody like yourselves. I mean, that trust factor, that confidence factor has to be there, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. You know, when someone first initiates a call with me or comes in to see me, I learn everything about them.
Yep.
And I learn about their credit scores. I learn about their families. I learn about what their hopes and dreams are. We're going to go through the process. We're going to talk about what their credit looks like. How much money do they have down? And if we need to look for different programs to help through that, and really guiding them through that whole entire process, that educational piece is so important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to really understand what we're doing here, you know, we're buying a home. We're going to put you and your family in a home. And we just want to make sure that we get into the right loan program, something that you can afford, and just make those hopes and dreams come real for them.
And that's one of those things too. We're talking about back in like 2008. I remember so many times. Well, I had I had several friends where it's basically they left the keys on the table and just walked away. I mean, it destroyed their lives in certain ways. It really did. It affected them. So that once again, that confidence factor that you need to instill with the people that walk through your door. It's not just your customer, your reputation, your livelihood, your, you know, everything you're putting into it as well. Correct?
Yeah. Everything I do is a representation of Bank First. So when I'm in the community, whether I'm at work, I'm here on the radio with you fine gentlemen, you know, it is about representing who I am from an ethical person doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, you talked about the 2008, you know, era, yeah. You know, and there was some ethics issues, and certainly nothing that I can speak specifically to, but you know, I've worked for a couple of different banks over the years, and that's always so important, is that we're doing the right thing for people. And I think if you do that, you're gonna win.
Well, you know, I got somebody specific in mind. I obviously wouldn't mention, but I knew how much he made. I worked with him. I knew what he made, you know, wage wise for a living versus the amount he was paying for a house. It's like, how could I don't see, I'm not a mathematician. I don't see how this could work. And it didn't work. Right. So like you said, it's like those types of people, they've been weeded out of that business now, haven't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. The first thing that we're going to do when we talk about a pre-approval, we're going to, what can you afford?
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that your debt to income ratios are at a percentage that is going to be successful for you. We don't want to put you in too much house and make it so you're just living for that. So that's so important. And that's one of the first things that we'll do when we sit down and figure this whole thing out for you. And
we got a text right here, Jim. Does David work with small businesses? How is that looking in Oshkosh these days, Tamara?
Well, yeah, we have an excellent small business commercial division in our bank. Myself personally, I really, especially this time of year with the pace of home buying, I am very focused on purchase, you know, programs. But we do have an excellent small business division for Bank First. Absolutely. Some of the best I've worked with.
So you've been in this for a little while. Would you recommend this?
David Rucker, Vice President, Retail Banking, Bank First.
Right, in Oshkosh. Careers, students, as I think I told you last time, you know, I'm teaching at TC and students are looking like, well, I don't know what field I want to get into. You know, banking is a well-known field, changing field. Would you recommend that to a 20, 21, 22-year-old?
Currently at the bank, we've got a couple of interns that we're working with. And these individuals are in college and putting together their future careers. So I work with a couple of individuals directly right now, and I highly recommend the banking industry because you help people. And that's the big thing is that, yes, there's ways to earn money and to have an excellent career, but you also have to think about in all aspects of banking, whether it's savings or home buying, small business financing, you are helping people achieve their dreams. And I highly recommend banking. I've been in the banking industry for well over 20 years now, and different capacities, and just highly recommend it because you're not only helping people, you're giving great service. You learn a lot about what is really going on. So highly, highly suggest banking as a career. And there's so many different aspects you can get into, whether you want to, you know, do investment banking, you want to do commercial banking, you want to do, you know, customer service. We've got excellent relationship bankers that are making this their career. So absolutely.
And I think the other good thing about banking that I just, you know, it's transferable, right? I mean, you know, people may love Oshkosh and love your bank, but, you know, they want to go to Nashville or Miami. There's banking down there too. You know, it's not like it's maybe cheese or something where, you know, we're a little bit more focused. It's a little more specialty. Whereas banking, I know you have specialty products, but it is transferable. And I think that's healthy for a student, somebody young, because I hope they stay here. But if they want to leave, I want to make sure that they're leaving with a good resume. And right, banking allows that.
You walk into any town in the anywhere. Yeah, there's a bank of some sort or a credit union or some sort of a financial institution. So when you do think about, hey, I live in Oshkosh, you know, maybe someday I want to live here. There is probably an opportunity for you there, and very, very transferable. You are very correct.
David, I want to ask this for Jim because I know he wants to. Could he come down to the bank, go in the vault, and just roll around in the money? Could he get that done?
Just rub it all over himself.
Naked?
There's not nearly as much cash in the bank.
All right, I'll just look at the safety deposit boxes. That's good enough.
David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking, Bank First of Oshkosh. David, thank you so very much for being on.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Take care, appreciate it very much. We're going to start a quick break. Back after us.
but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food and nutritious? Want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria is the place for you. They're more than your ordinary pizza place. Josephine's Pizza makes food as it should be. They care about what your family eats, so they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their old-world recipes. Your dinner plans are easy when it includes Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria in Green Bay on Glendale Avenue across from St. John's the Baptist Church.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mind the Mayor here, wrapping it up on a beautiful Monday morning, although it's getting cloudy out there. Mostly cloudy.
What?
Scattered showers coming up high in the low to mid 80s coming up today. This is a great time of year, though. Todd's going on vacation starting what, tomorrow, Todd?
Yep.
Yes, starting sir. In about 10 minutes, Todd? Yeah,
right. I wish.
Yeah.
Eight
minutes?
Yeah.
Not that anybody's counting.
No.
No.
People need vacations, don't they?
Yeah.
It's just good.
I never want to do a lot, though, on a vacation. I want a vacation to be chill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to go on vacation to Disneyland or something.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Well, when you're a kid. But you know what I mean? Nowadays, it's like, just let me sleep in and eat what I want and drink a little bit.
And that's that is kind of what we're going to be doing. So then we have, of course, my son-in-laws. I'll be with them. But we're going to do stuff and, you know.
When are you going, Jim?
So I talked to them yesterday. They're all coming in July. Definitely all be here for the 4th of July. And we got a place. We're just setting up who's going to do what. You know, the women got to do their Not that women have to because the guys are invited.
What?
No, do the spa day.
Oh,
like, I'm not
gotcha.
Going to do that.
Gotcha.
Like, but some of the guys like that spa day.
You're going to a spa?
No, no, I'm not. They're doing
that. They do
that.
Pedicures and all that
they
kind
do.
Of stuff.
They do. It's a whole day and the robes and yeah, lunch. That's a fun day. I mean, guys do that. Couples do that. I'm not going to do that. We're going to do some other stuff. Like, I want to tour, you know, like
I would hire somebody to cut my toenails.
This distillery. We're going to do some other more.
I would. My toenails are grotesque.
So over the weekend, I had to cover a couple of events, and then I went to Area 509 Saturday night for some drinks and music. And then somebody brought up the fact that you mentioned that you had your little thing last week where they had to check your body for a cancer.
Yeah.
And the fact that you did not clip your toenails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came up in conversation, right. John.
That was, honestly, that was embarrassing because he goes all the way down your body with that little scanner thing.
Yep. Yep.
And he's actually did my feet. Okay.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, crap, look at those toenails. They're gross.
Just that. Donna said yesterday, you want to get a pedicure? And I'm like, no, I not really, but
I would have to be sedated.
No.
For somebody to I don't like being. I don't even like get my hair cut. I don't like people touching me.
But you just said that you would pay somebody to clip your
I would.
Nails.
Yeah. I would, because I can't do it myself.
Why can't you?
I don't know.
It,
I mean, I'm going to do it.
It grosses you out?
It grosses me out.
Your own body grosses you out? That's sad.
I know. Well, welcome to the world of Mino.
I mean, I'm kind of there, but I still clip my toenails.
How about my body grosses you out? I'm just asking, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it's just one of those things. I'm just really squeamish about being touched.
Did you get the results of your scan? And that's different than when I went in, because you said they just, like,
it's
like a meter.
It's just.
That's kind of cool. I mean, mine was just all.
Okay, can I just say one thing that.
No, we don't want to. No, don't. Is it like when he got down? What? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, and I despise Todd for this, that he had me so worried about what I was going to have to do. It sounded like when I was going to be in prison or something, being
it wasn't just me
contraband.
Though. Jim said the same thing.
John, we were worried about you because we hear stories.
Were enjoying it, kind of.
We hear stories where somebody
Todd,
goes in
a little bit. Yes,
somebody goes in. It's like, oh my God, that's in your bloodstream. That's serious.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more. Todd made me think it was going to be a lot more invasive physically than it was.
I literally
couldn't sleep the night before.
You didn't even know how many layers of skin you had, and they went to the one layer, and boom, you had another six to go, and they got it right away. So. It was nothing. And you're right. We probably said, we didn't scare you. We just said, look, I wonder how deep that is. That's all we said.
For him, it was me saying they're going to look in every crevice.
Yeah.
They're
going to
open
the
everything
scan.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, the scan. Yeah.
He told him, okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to gross anybody out. He told me I was going to be naked and have to bend over.
Well, they got to look.
He told me that.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, how did they scan that?
Okay, that's the part that was a little uncomfortable. So there's this young girl in there who's a nurse or whatever she is. Young, attractive girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are
and
tough.
The doctor's like, whatever. And he was Latin American, which is Middle Eastern, whatever. So, okay. So you kept your underwear on. Okay. You put on a robe, but you keep the underwear on.
A paper robe that's just the.
Whatever. You know, things
right.
that tie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Disposable.
And he goes, okay. And he goes, may I look? I'm like, what do you mean? So he pulls the underwear in front of that girl. It's like, really?
They're professionals, Jim.
That's what I was worried about for you, John. That's what worried
that
me.
That was the warning shot we sent. And that's okay. But you handled it well. Were you looking at her when he was looking at you? Don't say you
were. I was looking out the window.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. You do have a tendency to do that.
Yeah.
I'm really in very important high-level meetings,
right,
John.
Right, he does. Out the window. Out the window.
Nancy says, please tell me that, can I just say one thing is going to be on the bingo card?
It will be, yes.
Brian says, couldn't sleep because of excitement, John?
See, that's,
Brian,
that's what I was worried
not
about, Brian.
Right. What's wrong with you?
My God.
Jeez, Brian.
But you didn't answer my question. Are the results back?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right that day?
Yeah.
Right away?
And so, what do we say?
3 more months.
No, did he say 5 years, 10 years? We gotta go back.
Three months. I have to get another scan in 3 months.
That doesn't sound to me like everything was okay then. Why would he have you come back in 3 months?
Probably just to be sure, right?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe just he enjoyed it.
Was it from him or her?
Her. She, you got to come back in 3 weeks. She told me that. 3 days.
What are you doing tonight? Because mm-hmm. Like colonoscopies and stuff is 10 years. A lot of stuff's 5 years. I'm surprised.
I told you about a colonoscopy thing, right?
I don't know. You didn't. And that's
what
okay.
happened? I want to know.
I don't. Okay.
This will be my present for my trip.
He's leaving. John. Yes. Yeah. I'm ready. Okay. Seconds.
So they do the prep work.
Yeah.
And they're whatever. And the nurse comes over. She goes, okay, can I ask you a question? I go, she goes, are you Mino from IXX?
Yeah.
And she goes, I win the bet.
Yeah. They're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right,
we're out of time. Todd, have a phenomenal vacation. We'll call you every day.
See ya.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Officials in Minnesota say they've arrested 57-year-old Vance Bolter, accused of killing a state lawmaker and her husband over the weekend. Minnesota Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson said Bolter posed as a police officer.
Bolter exploited the trust our uniforms are meant to represent. That betrayal is deeply disturbing to those of us who wear the badge with honor and responsibility.
More airstrikes have been traded between Iran and Israel. Israeli officials say at least 5 people were killed in overnight missile attacks by Iran. ABC News foreign correspondent Ian Pannell is there.
A devastating strike in the heart of Tel Aviv. An Iranian ballistic missile evading air defense, exploding in a downtown residential neighborhood. Hundreds of emergency workers flooding the scene, scouring for survivors.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, 34 people have now been killed after shooting erupted near food distribution centers. This is ABC.